This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
All right, our next story for the day comes out of the Institute of Democracy and Economic Affairs, or IDEAS, and they have challenged Prime Minister Dr. Mahathir Mohamad's claim that the Malaysian car industry is at an infant stage.
Yeah, that's right. So specifically, IDEAS economist Adli Amirullah, he pointed out that Proton and Borodua have both been in the market for 33 and 24 years, respectively.
They're practically millennials.
I mean, they're big babies, those. Saying that Borodua,
practically millennials.
has grown up so much that now it has the highest market share. 39.8% for passenger vehicles, which that was in 2017. I think they sold a total of 204,887 units, which surpasses all imported cars.
Yeah, Proton came third after Honda with 13.8% of the market share for passenger vehicles in 2017. That's 70,991 units. And we're going to, we're going to go straight to Adli himself, yeah. Actually. We're now going to cross over to him. He, of course, is the coordinator of the economics unit at IDEAS, or the Institute of Democracy and Economic Affairs. Thank you so much for taking our call, Adli. So let's get down to it. What do you think of Tun Dr. Mahathir's statement that the domestic car industry is still in its infancy?
Well, to be honest, I'm really surprised that Dr. Mahathir still claimed that our automotive industry is still at infant stage. Because having this infant industry argument is something that we should question how long we should consider the industry as an infant. For example, we can see that how Proton and Perodua have actually grew. Proton and Perodua have been there in the market for 33 years and 24 years respectively, right? And we can see that how Perodua have been the highest sellers in the passenger vehicle and the third come Proton after Honda. And this is really a question mark. Why I'm still wondering actually why our Prime Minister is still considered the local industry as an infant. For me, if you ask me personally, I believe that our local automotive industry is actually has grown and it's not infant already. I would say it's teenage and moving towards a mature industry.
Okay. I mean, we make fun, right? But it isn't exactly like raising a child. Given our history in the industry, in your opinion, is there a specific point in time that you feel that our domestic car industry was clearly in its infancy?
If you ask me the question in maybe in 1990s, I would say yes, our local industry is at infant stage. My own definition of infant will be around 25 years and below. If the industry is a high skill and technology intense industry and it requires a lot of capital to push into it, I would give around average 25 years to protect the industry before it can be grow to compete with the international market. But again, as you can see, Proton and Perodua did not manage to sell their cars outside of Malaysia because we are not competitive enough. Now, we should question why we are not doing well in the international scene. It means that we have been protecting too long for the local industry, and we need to revamp the policy to make sure that our local car is not only managed to sell inside the country, also it will be well sell outside the country.
Right. We'll get to the export of our local cars in just a little bit, but I'd like to go back very briefly to the other things Tun Dr. Mahathir has said about our local car industry, because that's where the red flags are. He said that the industry has certain weaknesses that need to be protected. What do you think they are?
Well, according to Prime Minister, I really not sure what kind of weakness that he actually emphasized on. But the same with any high skill and also high technology intense industry. The weakness that we have is that we are lack of technology as compared to relatively compared to the EU, for example, and the US market, for example. So I would say our lack is we don't have enough innovation, we don't have enough technology to compete with the international market. I think that is the main weakness that the government should address it, but not with imposing higher taxes or excess duties to the imported market. It won't solve this problem.
Right. Adli, do you have any thoughts on how the government can encourage, say, Proton and Perodua to be more competitive than I guess, foreign cars?
Okay, so first, the government need to have a very conducive business environment for Perodua and Proton to work in the industry. For example, what I heard is that Proton, or local industry, has this kind of practice of buying the parts from the local manufacturer to assemble to become a car. Because of this kind of agreement, they actually cannot buy a cheaper or a better component to produce a car. So why not we start from there? Meaning that we should open up the market, giving the opportunity to the local industry, automotive industry, to purchase any part from any part of the world that they want with a higher and better quality, so that in the long run, the car that produced in the market will be better and more safer and higher quality. So that's first. I mean, we look into the part or component that required to assemble a car. And secondly, this is very much unlikely to happen, but if, theoretically speaking, if we reduce the excise duties of the imported car, for example, we try to reduce the imported car of Honda or Toyota, for example, then we can see the prices of this car will be reduced. Once the prices reduce, then there will be a pressure to local automotive industry to be more innovative, to increase their quality product, so that they can remain competitive, remain relevant in the long run in the market. So somehow this is another way of doing it, which I can say unlikely to happen, because we all know how much Proton and Proton have enjoying lower prices to sell in the market compared to the other imported cars.
And what about car companies themselves? What should they bring to be able to start exporting their cars and be competitive in the overseas markets?
Yeah, so that is actually solely depends on the Prodoa and Proton as a company itself. They have to be more innovative. They have to be more creative in producing cars that actually meet the demand in the potential market that they are trying to tap into. So, for example, if they want to expand their market in the ASEAN region, for example, then they have to study the consumer behavior in ASEAN region and what kind of cars or preference they like. And they have to cater all this demand into the future car that they are going to make. So the ideal situation is they need to improvise their creativity and also innovation in producing a better a car with a higher quality and higher safety standard. So I believe if we really focus on this, if the industry focus on this by themselves, I believe they can grow much, much larger and can even export to the Western continent.
Right, you know, Adli, it still does feel a lot like, you know, all these statements on the national industry sort of gearing us up for a third national car. Personally, do you welcome that idea?
Well, my take is that I am welcome to any new players coming into the industry if and only if the government did not involve directly or indirectly to set up the third national car. Meaning that if the government want to set up the third national car, it's fine if they give totally the independent to the private sector to do it, the third national car, whatever they want to call it. But I really hope the government do not involve or using the taxpayer money to establish a new national car, because I don't see a priority there. Because imagine if government spend taxpayer money to establish a new national car, I think the opportunity cost of that money can be used for better purpose, like building hospitals or building schools in the rural area and so far and so on.
Okay, but the government, or at least Tun Dr. Mahathir, remains quite insistent on starting another national car. Is there much value in joining the industry at this point, in this moment in time? I mean, as an economist, would you recommend it?
Well, I would not recommend that because right now we are in the age of digital economy and we are moving towards a cashless society. We are moving towards greener economy. If you really want to produce a third national car, I don't see it at priority right now. What to be prioritized is that we need a clear definition of automotive policy, meaning that what the government need to have a clear mind. What do they want? Do they want more cars in the market? Do they want to move to a greener side of the economy? So that is a question mark that the government need to answer by themselves. But principally, I would say that having a new national car, it's not necessary for the time being.
All right, Adli, thank you so much for your thoughts. That was Adli Amirullah, the coordinator for the Economics Unit at IDEAS for the Institute of Democracy and Economic Affairs. As for Tun Dr. Mahathir's suggestion for a new national car, I think it's best he play it by ear, ring the banks, and find out whether we have the money for such an endeavor, right? We want your thoughts on the matter.
Well,
03-7710-9000. We want to know what you think can make our national car more competitive. I guess what new industry or invention should we have? I'm sorry. I'm you getting think the giggles. That, you I think it's funny. That funny. I think it's funny, right? What new, you know, is
well, I
is
think
this
the sky's the limit. I mean, no, it's Malaysia Baharu. The sky's the limit. I don't want to be too down on it. We can be in any business that we want to be. Fashion,
no.
Sell earrings, whatever you want.
I'm sure we can, but it's based on this old economic idea that big industry, that some big national project will spur the economy, right? Is it a national car? Me personally, I think we should send people to Masla. And that's where I'm going. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.